आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In verse number 276, Shankaracharya says, Yatha yatha pratyagavasitam manah tatha tatha munchati vahyavasana. To the extent the mind becomes steadily established in the subjective self, to that extent it leaves the desires for the objects of the world. So we can experience it. People say, na, pata nahi progress ho raha hai ki nahi ho raha hai. Now, Shankaracharya saying, to the extent your mind is established inside, to that extent, you have negated objects of the world. Vahya vasana munchati. So the more we are established in the self, we will experience joy. We'll experience peace of mind. We'll experience peace of mind. And that you can judge yourself. Nobody else can judge. Nobody else can read my mind. So I can judge myself whether I am progressing or not. To the extent I am established in the self, to that extent I have withdrawn from the world. And I experience bliss or peace of mind. So vasana and avoidance in the self is related. Vasana and avoidance are related. It's just like Yamunotri is vasana and downtown is self-se. If you start your journey from Yamunotri and move toward downtown, the more you toward the downtown, you are away from the vasana. Isn't it so? So simple. So we can enjoy that. But one desire does not mean vasana. We have to understand this also. One desire doesn't mean desire comes and goes away. Suppose all of a sudden desire comes, I should have a coffee. And it goes away. That is not vasana. That is not vasana. Then what is vasana? Vasana is that desire which pressurizes us, disturbs our mind or our happiness, depends on the fulfillment of desire, is vasana. That desire which disturbs our mind, pressurizes us to act, and our happiness depends on the fulfillment of desire, that is vasana. All others are not vasana. Okay, let's take an example. Suppose I am playing table tennis, long tennis. If it is for the purpose of exercise or enjoyment, it is not a vasana. Not a vasana. My happiness is not dependent. It's not a regularly I have to do it. But if it is a game and the sukh and dukh depends on the game, then it is a vasana. Okay, very good. Like suppose early morning, we all take tea or coffee. If the tea and coffee is not there, if it's disturbing my mind, then it is vasana. Early morning in India, we need newspaper business is gone. Now early morning, we open headlines. If you don't get it, if the internet connection is not there, and if you are dukhi, then it is vasana. So as we study, learn sastra or meditate, it reduces vasana. Slowly, 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 when we understand, then our vasana reduces. Nissesa mokche sati vasanam. Nissesa mokche, when all such desires completely ends. Now a question may arise, is it possible? Shankaracharya is saying, nissesa mokche sati vasana, when all such desires completely ends. So that means, Shankaracharya says, there can be a position where there is no desire. Can anybody give me a reference from Bhagavad Gita? Number 2 clue. It is Sthita Pragyasa, first lakshan. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Prajahati kaman sarvan, 100%. He's not saying 99.9%. Sarvan. So that position we can attain. Gita also says the same thing. Atanubhuti pratibandha sunya. Then you enjoy the bliss without any obstruction. Absolutely clear. No vasana. When we is not there, when that curtain is not there, you can see, experience that our own Atman we can. So at that time it is pure and unadulterated joy. Mind is light. When there is no disease in the body, body is light. Is it not so? Similarly, when there is no likes and dislikes, no vasana, then mind is light. Okay, now Shankaracharya is starting a new topic, end of superimposition, the means 277 to 292. He is suggesting swa-adhyas apanem kuru. Swa-adhyas? Swa-adhyas? Swa means I have put. Swa-adhyas means superimposition. Apanem kuru, negate it, remove it. Kuru means it's an order. He is saying do it. Do it. Remove this superimposition. Okay. But earlier we have seen Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. In 10 verses, starting from verse number 254 to 263, he said, do. meditation, do meditation, isn't it? Brahma tattvam asiti bhava atmani. It was said for 10 verses. Do, do, do. Now in the next 7 verses he is going to say swadhyas apanayam kuru. 7 verses. Now he said negate, 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 negate. So first was do, do, do. Now he is going to say negate, 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 negate. In 7 verses he is going to say that. Let us see what Gurudev wrote in verse number 276 commentary. To the extent the mind becomes introvert, to that extent extrovertedness ends. As the mind gets established in the self within, the extrovert vasanas for the objects of the world get reduced. Thus, when the mind becomes totally introvert, completely established in the self, that is the state when there are no vasanas at all for objects of pleasures. That state can be achieved. All the vasanas are removed. That is the moment of a continuous experience of Atman within and without, with no obstacle whatsoever. Lesser the vasanas, lesser are the agitation of the mind. Lesser are the vasanas. This is simple scientific reason. Lesser are the vasanas, lesser. If the lesser agitation are there, that means you are experienced sukh. Mind is peaceful. More contemplative is the intellect. No vasana, no mental turmoil, complete contemplation. Then the experience of the divine is effortless and natural. Now, verse number
277. Swatmanneva sadasthitva mano nashyati yoginaha. Mano nashyati yoginaha. Vasananam kshayaschataha. Vasananam kshayaschataha. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Swatmanneva sadasthitva mano nashyati yoginaha. Vasananam kshayaschataha. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
So by the succeeding 9 verses up to verse number 285, starting from 277 to 285, it is taught that by prevention of the operation of effect, by prevention of the operation of the effect, the cause must be destroyed. So delusion is the effect of vasana. When the delusion is negated, the vasana will disappear. This is the method which is going to be expounded in next 9 verses. So how upliftment take place? So far, Shankaracharya ji said, think of Brahman. Swatmani again and again said, you think about the Brahman. And number 2, remove vasana. This way, improvement will happen. Spiritual growth will happen. Swatmani eva sadasthitva. Swatmani in one's own self. Eva alone. There is no other method. Sada ever. Not once a while. Sthitva abiding. So being ever fixed on his own self. Mana nasyati yogina. Mana mind nasyati. Perishes or ends. Yogina of the meditator. Gabra mat jana hai. Mind nasyati. So after doing all this thing, when I come back from samadhi, there is no mind. How I will act, transact in the world? Gabar baat hai. Mana nasyati, he says, the mind will be destroyed or it will perish. Do you want mind to be perish? No, we don't want. Okay. So it says the meditator's mind ends. Yogina. Who is yogina? Those who have controlled their rajas and tamas. We already seen many times that we have got a manufacturing defect that our jeev is rajas tamas pradhan. So who has subdued rajas and tamas and has increased his sattva gun? He is a yogi. He is a yogi. And such person can contemplate on the tattva. They have destroyed mind by abiding in self. They have destroyed mind. So that means those who have all realized people, they have got no mind. No, that is not the meaning. In Upadesar we have said, pranabandhanat leena manasam ek chintanat nasametata. Ek chintanat. It's a nice. Destroyed. Pranabandhanat. By pranayam you can control mind. Pranabandhanat leena manasam. Leena manasam. So if you want to control your mind, then you have to do 24 hours prana. Then mind is controlled. Nashta manasa utkrishta yogina krittam asti kim swastiti yata. Nashta manasam. Upadesha he says. One whose mind is destroyed. He says utkrishta yogi. He is the best yogi. He is the best yogi. Krittam asti kim. Phir kya karna aur? Nothing else to be done. He is fulfilled. He has done his job. Who is that person? Swastiti yat. Who is abiding in his own self. Okay. Now let me clarify. One is manolay, another is manonas. One is manolay, another is manonas. Lay. Lay happens every night. Mind is not there. In deep sleep, mind is not there. But the same mind wakes up again next morning with all its qualities. So, kuduk, all likes and dislikes, everything is there. And another is manonas, destruction of mind. In destruction of mind, ignorance is destroyed. When we are saying manonas, it means ignorance is destroyed. It is destruction of the problematic mind or projecting mind or extroverted mind. This is manonas. That means when these things are not there, still you are able to act in the world with your mind. That mind, it is pure mind. It is no more extroverted. It is no more projecting. It is not problematic mind. How it has happened? It is because of again and again abiding in self. It is happening because of again and again abiding in the self. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6. Yato yato nischarati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyammai tadatman neva vasam naet. Yato yato nischarati. If you are sitting in the meditation seat and mind is habituated to go outside, for millions of years it is habituated to go outside, and you want to meditate on your own self, what you will do? Yato yato nischariti, whenever it is going, control it, bring him back. Bring him back again and again. And the classic example given by Mahatma, like the farmer brings his pasu back home. Nakel pakad ke leke aao usko. Come back. This way we have to do it again and again, again and again. With this exercise, all problems of the mind end. It becomes one with Brahman. Such a mind is introvert. It is free of vasana. Never gets attached to rag and dves, likes and dislikes. Mind is no more interested in raga and dvesh because it has tasted bliss. It is no more interested in the petty sukh. We are getting only priya mod pramod from the objects of the world. These are petty sukh. A mind which has tasted that bliss is no more interested on these small petty things. Okay. Vasanam chay cha ata. Vasananam of vasana. Chay cessation. Cha and ata therefore. Then there is a complete cessation of vasana. Since he is established in Brahman, there is no formation of new vasana. Once you are abiding in Brahman, there is no formation of new vasana. What happened to the old vasana? Old vasana are destroyed by right understanding. What is right understanding? Right understanding is there is no joy in the objects of the world. This is right understanding. So mind is free from vasana. Swa adhyas apanayam kuru. Have you heard this line earlier also? Yes? It is there in verse number 270. Please open your book if you have. You will find the same word there. Again, it was said, Lokanuvartanam tyaktva tyaktva dehanuvartanam shastranuvartanam tyaktva swadhyas apanayam kuru. Swadhyas apanayam kuru. What is this swadhyas apanayam kuru? Gurudev writes there in my book, it is 334. In your own self, swa, the misconception that I am body, the mind, the intellect, is a dhyas. Deho ham is a dhyas. Jivo ham is a dhyas. Karta ham is a dhyas. So this adhyas is to be removed. Swa adhyas apane ham kuru. Okay. Know then they are false, unreal. Dehoham is unreal. Jivoham is unreal. Kartam is unreal. Know this and then remove it. Okay. We have to remove adhyas. But adhyas need abhyas. Are you understanding? Adhyas, superimposition needs abhyas. We have to practice again and again, again and again. We have to think these are all unreal, unreal, unreal. That is what we are studying for last 6 years. There are two things, Atma and Anatma. Atma is real and all other Anatma things are. So Deha is real. Jeev is Kartaham. See, this is what we are studying. And Shankara is saying same thing. Remove it now. Remove these things. These are all unreal. So after careful and complete inquiry, totally give up the idea of Atman in Panchakos. In Panchakos Vivek already, Shankaracharya has proved that Annamaya Kosha is not Atma, Pranamaya Kosha is not Atma. This way we have seen, one day we have done the exercise also. We made a chart also proving that, giving the point that these things are not Atman. So therefore we should not identify with this. Okay, Gurudev says, in this section with these 16 verses, Shankara exhaustively indicates how our timeless projections can ultimately be removed and the pure infinite self in all its holiness rediscovered as the essential nature in each one of us. So this ignorance, extrovertedness, jivoham, dehoham is for millions of years, millions, millions of years. But we can enjoy the infinite self here and now. How? Without identifying, underlying the word identifying. He is not saying to kill your body, mind or intellect. He is saying without identifying with our body, mind and intellect. Let us steadily contemplate upon the self as our own divine infinite nature. A yogi who has yoked his mind to his higher ideal gains mastery over his mind. He alone can annihilate his mind. The annihilation of the mind, manonas, is not possible unless all the vasanas in it have been exhausted. Without annihilating, the cause, the effect cannot end. When the mind becomes quiet, then as a result of our sincere and repeated attempt at the meditation, all the existing vasanas get roasted in the fire of contemplation. Though they gave the impression of being there, they can never more sprout into desires, thoughts and actions. Even if these vasanas are there, they will not sprout, because the moment they come up, you will think these are unreal. Why should I indulge in that? I don't need it to become happy. Ending your misconception that you are the body, dehoham. The mind and the intellect, practice on diligently, and your superimposition, and experience the essential self which is behind all your personality layers. So behind annamaya kosh, pranamaya, manomaya kosh, vijnanamaya, anandamaya kosh is that self. Next verse, 278.
Tamo dvabhyam rajasattvat.
Tamo dvabhyam rajasattvat.
Sattvam shuddhena nashyati.
Sattvam shuddhena nashyati.
Tasmat sattvam avashtabhya.
Tasmat sattvam avashtabhya.
Svadhyasapanayam kuru. Tamo dvabhyam rajasattvat sattvam shuddhena nashyati tasmat sattam avashtabhya svadhyasapanayam kuru.
In each seeker, sattva rajas tamas gun is there. In each seeker, sattva rajas tamas gun is there. Who is a seeker? Seeker has got a atman and he has a conditioning of anatma. Then he becomes seeker. If the conditioning is not there, then you are Brahman, you are a karta. But we are ignorant, we don't know that we are that akarta Brahman. We think we are jiva, we are karta. And this body, anatma, is made of sattva rajas tamogun. Body is made of sattva rajas tamogun. Do you have any doubt in that? No doubt. Very good. So our life is governed by this trigun. Trigun is maya. Life is governed by that. There is always a preponderance of one gun. In whole day, in every minute, every hour, this combination of sattva, rajas, tamas increases or reduces. At this point of time, it is sattvic state. It is serene, peaceful mind is there. Therefore, it is sattvic. Then it becomes rajasic. In evening, it becomes tamasic. So continuously, there is up and down. There is a different permutation and combination in sattva, rajas and tamas. And you cannot make it 100% sattva. Rajas and tamas, little will be there. Why? Because sattva, rajas and tamas is maya and it is called yoga maya. Yoga maya, all three will be there. But their combination you can make more or less. At this point of time, because of the manufacturing defect, we are all ramas, rajas and tamas pradhan. But slowly, slowly, slowly we have to make ourselves sattva pradhan. Okay, but this trigun is also a superimposition atma. No, this anatma, this conditioning is also a superimposition on anatma. So next instruction is to remove this sattva, rajas and tamas. In this verse, Shankaracharya is telling how to remove sattva, rajas and tamas. Swadhyasapanayam kuru, remove your superimposition. Don't try to remove others' adhyas. First thing you must understand. People go and say, oh, kya kar rahe hai, jara dikhya rahe. Why you are peeping in others' window? Swadhyas apranam kuru. Sankrata is so meticulous. It's swa, not others. You have to do your own super enjoyment remove. Okay. But how? Tama dvabhyam raja sattva. Tama means tamogun. Tama dvabhyam by both. Rajas and sattvat. So tamogun, you remove it by rajas and sattva. If you are in rajogun, then remove it by sattogun. Did you get it? If you are tamoguni, now the first question comes, who is tamoguni? Okay, we'll discuss that also. Tamoguni. So tamoguni is to be removed by rajogun and sattogun. And if you are in the rajogun, then you remove it by sattogun. Okay. So tamas qualities like sloth and sleep are destroyed by exercise, rajogun. You have tamogun, sloth, lazy, sleeping. Uthao, are thoda exercise karo. Rajogun. Or sattogun. Sattogun, okay, you study scriptures. Study scripture. Sattogun. The tamogun person, either he can take the help of rajogun, exercise karo, be active, or okay, start studying scriptures. Theek hai. So expression of tamogun. What is the expression of tamogun? It is already, we have studied in verse number 115 and 116. Which year? Now we are in 277. 115 and 116 tells about the tamogun. What is this tamogun? Alasya, jadatva, nidra, pramada, bhavna, vipirit, bhavna, etc., etc. Alasya, laziness. Jadatva, dullness. Pramad, heedlessness, carelessness. Then nidra, sleep. Abhavna, absence of correct judgment. Viparit bhavna, opposite judgment. Viparit, opposite judgment, etc., etc. These are the characteristics of tamogun. So tamogun, normally we suggest that tell him to do selfish action. Although selfish action is required to be removed, I mean we should not do kamya karma. Egocentric action should not be done. But for a tamasic person, we have to tell him, okay, ye lo, beta padho, I will give you ice cream. This is my son, my child is not studying. So I know his weakness. Okay, I will give you a toffee or a chocolate. I will allow you to play badminton. Do it, and he will do it. Then after that, slowly, 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 you grow. If you want to study in detail, then refer to chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, Gunatraya Vibhag Yoga. More details are given there. Here the whole thing is said in one verse. Whole chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita is summarized in one verse. Okay. If rajogun is predominant, then develop sattogun to destroy rajas. So how we can improve ourselves? Start meditation. If rajogun is more there, then do dhyan. That is sattogun. In one brahmachari course, after study of the course for 2 years, let me tell you what happens in brahmachari course. You don't have to worry about noon tail and cooking. You don't have to worry about your clothing. You don't have to worry about the doctors or medicines. And even if you need anything, there is somebody there who is going to help you. Will take you to the doctor, hospital, or I want this type of bread. Please get me bread. I want to eat bread. Oh, they will bring it. After 2 years, once brahmachari course, all brahmachari said, we have become sattvic. So Gurudev, don't post us anywhere. Posting is rajasic. because discourse is also rajasic. Gurudev said, okay, chalo Uttarkashi chalo. You people are very sattvic people, let me take you to Uttarkashi. Bola baito yahan par, dhyan karo. 2 days, 3 days, they did meditate with chakpat. Let us go to that mandir, this mandir. Bola kya hua? You were supposed to do meditation. You said you all have become sattvic. Now you want to visit to temple, why? Then after that they all accepted, give us the posting, because that is sattvic. Although the discourse is rajasic, it's a combination of sattva and rajas, it's a very good combination. Very good combination. And they all accepted. After knowledge, everybody does not become fit for nibritti marg. There is pravritti marg and nibritti marg. Nibritti marg, he will stay in the cave. He will not come out. And he will get his food there. Lord Narayan has to do that. It is his job. In next verse it will come. Okay. Then comes how to remove the sattva-gun. Even the sattva-gun is also within maya. Is it not so? Sattva, rajas, tamas, gun is maya. Slowly from tamas I have gone to rajas, and from rajas to I have come to sattva-gun. So how we can go beyond sattva also? It says, sattvam suddena nasyati, Shankaracharya is saying. Sattvam, sattva-gun also, suddena nasyati. Suddena means the pure, pure means the realization. With realization, sattva is also destroyed. So it is high state, first destroy rajas and tamas by sattva, maintain sattva-gun. Our job is to come up to that. Maintain that the sattva gun. We have to go beyond sattva also because it is maya, and sattva gun also binds. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, sukh sangena bhagnati, jnana sangena chanaga. Sattva gun also binds. With sukh and with the jnana. So sattva is destroyed by pure nirgun. When nirgun is attained, then even jnana which brought the transformation is also destroyed. No more jnana is also needed. After crossing the Bhavasagar in the boat, you don't need the boat to carry to other shore. You leave that boat. Jnana khatam ho gaya, humko nahi chahiye aur. After you reach downtown, you switch off anti GPS, band karo, nahi chahiye. Okay. So jnana is sattva-gun. Jnana, whatever jnana is now happening, it's all sattva-gun. We have to even go beyond that. After that, you don't need it. After reaching your destination, the goal, you don't need Vedas. You don't have to study Vedas again. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvando Nitya Sattvastha Niryoga Chematvavan. We have already discussed in our Gita class, in last Gita class. Same thing is written here. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. In Veda, it's all karmakand is there. How to fulfill your desires in dharmic way is given in karmakand. And by that, what happens? We collect more and more wealth, more power. But that everything is anatma only. If you do putreshti yajna, you get a putra. Is that atma or anatma? Are you sure? Apply that when you go home. Or you have done the yajna for swarga, you go through swarga. What is that? Atma or anatma? So by rituals, what happens? You get more power, more wealth, that's all. The Lord is saying, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, in Veda these Trigun are there. And what you should do, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna, you have to go beyond Triguna. Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. But how? He said, Nirdvando, Nirdvanda, go beyond Ragandves, go beyond Vasana, go beyond Vasana, that is what we are discussing now. Nirdvanda. Okay, how we can go to Nirdvanda? How can we remove our Vasana? Nitya Sattvasta. Are you understanding now? From Tamas to Rajas, Rajas to Sattva, he is saying Nitya Sattvasta. If you want to remove your Vasanas, likes and dislikes, you have to come to Nitya Sattvasta. How you can come to Nitya Sattvasta? Nir Yoga Chema, Yoga and Chema, you are doing the Karmakand. Whole life we are doing the same thing. Yog, 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 yog. I want this, 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 this. And I want to protect whatever I have. And I want to protect. So if you are doing yog and chem, in which guna are you? Are you in the sattvagun? We are in the rajogun. So he said, become niryog chema. Don't go for yog and chema. If you don't go for yogkshema, then the sattvagun will increase. In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, it is already clearly said, if you want to increase the sattva, you have to subdue rajas and tamas. That's all. Subdue. If you want to become rajogun, subdue sattva and tamas. If you want to become tamogun, subdue sattva and rajas. Okay. So how can we go beyond even Niryog Chema, Atman, realize everything is gone. Atman. See, it's a step so beautifully said in Bhagavad Gita. Become Atman. Tasmat Sattvam Avastrabhya. Tasmat, therefore, depending on the Sattva. Avastrabhya means depending on the Sattva. What should I do? Swadhyas Apanayam Kuru. So, what do we have to do? What is the sadhana said here? Tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva you come. And sattva will go away by knowledge, by jnana. And after that you leave that. So therefore with the help of sattva destroy rajas, projecting power, and tamas, the veiling power of maya. Okay. Let us see. Gurudev writes, I am reading from middle somewhere. It is on page number 341, second paragraph, end. Through work we have got ourselves entangled, and through work alone we can disentangle ourselves. Very important line. In Bhagavad Gita, same thing is said. We cannot stay without action even for a moment. By sakam karma, we entangle ourselves. By niskam karma, what is niskam karma? Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Happiness of the Lord and prasad buddhi. Ishwar arpan buddhi, prasad buddhi. This is karma yoga. Okay. And how we get entangled? With sakam karma, which we are doing now, we are very expert in that. With sakam karma, we are creating vasana. By vasana, we are entangling ourselves. By niskam karma, the vasana will come down. But do no desire for the fruit of your actions, prasad buddhi. Ishwar arpan buddhi, prasad. Desire for the fruits of our actions entangle us, and desireless dedicated activity disentangles our personality. In one sentence, he has said what is sakam, what is niskam karma. What happens, what is the net result? Thus he has to be led from the selfish, lusty acts into the field of selfless, dedicated activity. Selfless dedication comes only as a result of devotion at the higher altar. And who is that higher altar? The Lord and the Guru, teacher. In such an inspired spirit of dedication, sincerely and lovingly work on in the same cheerful tempo, instead of working under the whip of your arrogant ego. Start acting inspired by your accepted ideal and your faith in it. At least 100 times must have said that we all work worshipping our own ego. We have to just shift the attitude. Instead of worshipping our own ego, we should worship Lord. All our actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. At this point of time, all our actions are for. And if you are doing all actions for your own happiness, you are creating vasanas. With the same action, if you are doing the same action for the happiness of the Lord, you are reducing your vasanas. Fruit of action is going to come in both cases. And the fruit of action of the Nishkam Karma will be better. I will discuss in today's class, Gita class. When one starts working without ego and egocentric desire, I and I want, the existing vasanas are exhausted. So when I am working without ego, that means all my actions are not for my satisfaction or only for my joy. And no new vasanas are created. When rajogun vasana get purged, sattvic vasana alone will linger in such a personality. Devotion to the Lord, anxiety to realize, etc. will gather a new momentum. But sattguna vasana is also a vasana. Shackles made of gold also bind. How to remove them? The best method is to steadily increase the sattvic vasanas. Nitya sattvastha bhava arjuna. O Arjun, you stay in the sattagun. When sattvic vasanas increase, your devotion to your ideal grows more and more. You are no longer satisfied by mere dedication to it. You want to experience it. The more you try to experience it with your mind and intellect, the quieter your mind becomes, quieter the mind, lesser the turmoil, which means the greater is the purity of the inner equipment. When the mind becomes absolutely pure, the sattvic vasanas also get exhausted, and at last it completely transcends sattva also, sattva atita. When an individual has gone beyond sattva, it is the auspicious moment of his direct experience of the self within. When we are beyond sattva, rajas and tamas, then we are in the self. Therefore, increase sattva, says Shankara, advising those who are having under the lashes of rajasic vasana, develop a sattvic nature and reject entirely your superimpositions. 279.
Prarabdham pushyati vapuh.
Prarabdham pushyati vapuh.
Iti nischitya nischalaha.
Iti nischitya nischalaha.
Dhairamalam vayatnena.
Dhairamalam
vayatnena. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Prarabdham pushyati vapuh. Iti nischitya nischalaha. Dhairamalam vyayatnena swadhyasapanayam kuru.
If one thinks that concern for body is necessary as it is a means for jnana, Shankaracharya is removing that doubt. If your understanding is that we have to take care of this body to reach our goal, he says, prarabdha pushyati vapu iti nischita nischala. Prarabdha, prakarsena arabdha. The actions which you have done in the past, which has fructified, and that will give us the joy and sorrow. For that this body has been formed. Prarabdha, pushyati. Pushyati means nourishes. Bapu means body. We think the food nourishes body. If I don't eat, my body will not survive. But Shankaracharya is saying, prarabdha, your prarabdha is nourishing your body. Okay, iti das. Nischita, iti das nischita, know it for certain, nischala, remain undisturbed. Know it for sure that prarabdha nourishes this body. Prarabdha nourishes body. So knowing for certain that your prarabdha will nourish this body, remain undisturbed. The body is a result of prarabdha karma. We all know this thing. Because of our past action, because of our past vasana, Lord has given us this body. Fruit of action which are fructified are the cause of this body. Body will remain so long prarabdha is there. Whether you eat or you don't eat, Guru is going to tell. Prarabdha will keep it. It's a prarabdha. Many people follow disciplines, daily, everyday exercise, but still they are not healthy. Yahan pain hai, wahan pain hai, this and that, they say. And some people are doing nothing, but they are healthy. What is the cause? See? Prarabdha. So in body we experience blood pressure, diabetes, etc. People say, I don't eat ghee, you know, but still you this a heart, there is a heart problem. Yeah. And people who are eating the ghee also, they have no heart problem. Hota hai? Okay. We see the gross things only. We are seeing only ghee and this and that. We are not seeing the subtle thing, prarabdha. It is the prarabdha which is acting. In spite of you take so much care of our body, still there is some golmaal. Why it is so? Prarabdha. It is a very subtle thing. So Gurudev had diabetes. Everybody, including doctor, used to warn not to eat sweets. Gurudev understood prarabdha pushyati bapu. The disease is there because of prarabdha. La? Dyo khane ko. Even if I eat sweet, it will die or it will have to stay here till the prarabdha ends. So this does not mean we should not take care of it. Too much attention should not be given to it. Have firm conviction that the cause of body is prarabdha. Don't get disturbed, upset with the body. Shift attention to the goal. Dhairyam alambe yatnena. Depending on the dhairya, courage, with effort, swa adhyas apanam kuru, deny entirely superimposition. So remove superimposition, not the body. Body is not the problem. It is a means, instrument. Don't identify too much. That's all. Again and again I have said that the Gurudev also is saying, identification is the problem. Okay, prarabdha pushyati bapu. Those who have taken to sadhana as their sole purpose in life may renounce everything and remain in jungle with no security, etc. Yet, one feeling still lingers in their bosom, the anxiety for the maintenance and nourishment of body food. When once this worry has started, the sadhak has already started another sansar. Another sansar. It would have been better than had he remained with his family performing his worldly duties. Even when all worries are over, it is but natural that one regarding the preservation of the body will still linger. Once you yield to that physical anxiety, it will multiply by leaps and bounds. The result storms of the mind will destroy all the sadhana that you might have done for years. Dire then is the fall. I must have told you the story of the Mahatma. He had only one lagoti. And he used to go for begging his food and all that. Once they saw that the one rat has cut the lagoti, and it was difficult for him to wear it. So next time he went to a householder. So there is a rat. He is cutting my lagoti, and every time I am coming and asking for the lagoti, give me a lagoti, cloth, cloth, cloth. Then the householder said, why don't you keep a cat? The Mahatma said, okay, give me cat. Brought the cat. The rat gone, now the cat has to be given milk. You have to feed. Then he came with a cow. All the time he's going to householder. Billi ke liye doodh do. Then householder said, okay, you take a cow. Now the cow is to be taken care of. Ultimately he got married. All sadhana gone. See? This body is what it is because of the prarabdha. Because of your vasana, you have taken this body. Today the body moves every minute expressing its powerful vasanas. The body will drop off once the vasanas are exhausted. Till then it will continue to exist. Food or no food. Because body has to exist to enjoy or suffer prarabdha. It will be looked after by its own prarabdha. If my body is not getting food, I become anxious for it. However, when this body was born, it was born without consulting me. Why it was born? Because of my prarabdha it was born. I was never consulted. That mighty law by which it was born will keep it going for the purpose for which it was born. If it falls off, never mind, let it go. Understanding this well, strengthen your mind and protect it from all such agitation. Muster up courage, reach a discriminative conclusion through intelligence reflection. Put in true effort with unseen perspiration, with invisible panting, with sincere effort, remove the misconception within yourself. So this way we have to remove sattva, rajas and tamas, and we have to understand it is the prarabdha which will nourish this body. And who has created this body? The Lord has created, and it is His problem to maintain this body. If the disease is coming, it is because of the prarabdha. Take care of that, but don't give undue importance to it. That is what is said here. So there are more verses how to remove this vasana that we will take in our next year from February 20. We are returning back from our holiday trip. I should not say it's a holiday trip. We have a yagya there in Calcutta also, and there are other 2-3 talks are also there. So we'll see in February 20. Continue from there.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha
Hari Om.